Welcome to the Tivoli Talk IBM Max Mofer Service Providers call. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question-answer portion. To ask a question at that time, please press star 1. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Bahima Varanasi. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Bahima Varanasi, and I'm a managing consultant working for IBM. And this presentation is mainly geared towards providing an insight into IBM Maximo for service providers. If you go to slide number 2, this is the brief overview of IBM Maximo service providers. It's an industry solution that sits on top of Maximo that provides a lot of functionality for service provider management and also delivers a suite of applications that you can manage your customers for which you provide your services, and you can set up customer agreements and also set up supplier contracts and all. And service provider comes with a suite of applications that will enable you to do bill batch processing for your customers. Some of the product highlights for the service provider are one of the main core feature is the ability to manage your customers with multiple locations. And you can manage many customers in a customer hierarchy, just as you would manage your operating locations hierarchy within Maximo. And also, service provider comes with a very, very powerful application called Customer Agreements. This is where this application can be leveraged to set up price schedules and pricing rules and define all your agreement context within this application for a customer. So you can create as many agreements as you want to for your customers, and you have the ability to revise your agreements and also structure the agreements into various pricing categories. We'll go through this in detail later. And also on to the third point in the product highlights, the service provider comes with a suite of applications where you can manage your work order and service request process. And also it comes with an application called Response Plans, where you can set up your response plan for the work that you have performed, and also associate the response plans with the service level agreements to manage your work. Also, the service provider comes with a suite of applications from the billing side as well. You can create batch bills for all the work that you have performed, record all the work on the batch bills, and the ability to bill the customers. And also, it will provide you with the ability to track your bills through the approval cycles. If you go to, let's go to slide number 3, the basic service provider architecture is mainly based upon the Maximo Enterprise Asset Management Essentials architecture. It is a J2EE-based architecture where you can access the application through thin client, just as you would access Maximo. And the service provider solution sits on top of Maximo, coming with its own applications. Let's go to slide number 4, which details all of the modules with which the service provider interacts. Basically, it interacts with all of the core Maximo enterprise asset management modules. And also, the service provider comes with two modules that are quite unique to the service provider industry solution. One is the module that is mainly used for customer management. This is where you define your customers and you define your customer agreements for your customers, and setting up of price schedules and pricing rules and so on and so forth with all that is required for the customer management. And the other one is the financial management, through which you can define all your bill processing, creating your bills and organizing your bills and processing your bills and also billing to your customers so that you can record them within your system. And these modules within the service provider interact with all of the core Maximo asset management modules, such as the work management modules, the asset management, inventory management, and any procurement, purchase orders and purchase requisitions, etc. And also, if you define any contracts, you can you can link with the contracts applications. And also service management, if you have any service request processing. Go to slide number 5. And here I have detailed just a very typical service provider process that is typically used when you are using service provider industry solution, you know, at your facility. See, the first step is configuring the service provider, which includes defining your customers, identifying and defining your customers in the customers application and service providers. And also, the process of defining customers includes defining customer agreements and setting up of price schedules and linking your customers to the operating locations. So, as an example, if you're managing an operating location that belongs to a customer, you can record that within the Maximo system and associate to the customer. And that operating location may contain the assets that are linked to the customer as well. So all these steps come under the customer definition process. And the second step is, once you define all your customers, the second step involves organizing your work history. That is, all the work that you have performed for the customers, you can record them into Maximo using the standard work order process, through which you can initiate a work order and associate all the information for the work performed, recording all the work performed, and you know, recording the time and material, etc. And the other aspect of the work order, which is in addition to what you're used to in the Maximo, core Maximo, is applying the customer agreements. During the customer definition process, you would have created the customer definitions or customer agreements. When you're recording the work, this is the place where you link your work performed at a specific customer site to a customer's agreement using some of the classifications attributes on the work order, and we'll go through that in detail later. But the main purpose of doing this is to associate the work or record the work of time and material and have the ability to bill the customer accordingly based on the time and material that you recorded on the work order using the customer agreement's pricing structure. Once you record all your work history that you performed at a customer, the third process is obviously, processing all the work into bills so that you have the ability to bill the customers and also the ability to track your, billing history. To facilitate the process, you can leverage the billing applications that come with the service provider industry solution. Let's go to slide number 6. This is where I start with customer definition process. One of the initial tasks of defining a customer is using an application within the service provider industry solution called Customers SP application. And the main function of using this application is to define your primary attributes of the customer, which is giving customer a unique identifier, a unique name, and providing any of the additional details such as the description and the customer type. And if there is any GL account associated with the customer, you can specify the GL account, and any of the tax details that are associated with the customer can be specified here. And also, the service provider comes with a parent-child hierarchy relationship where you can define if you have customers that are structured in such a way that you have a parent customer and a child, and the top level versus the children level customers that are spread across, in a hierarchical structure, you can define them using the parent-child relationship in the service provider. Let's go to slide number 7. Here, the service provider comes with an application called Location SP. This is specific to the service provider solution. It's a clone of the operating locations application of Maximo with additional functionality. This is the place where you record the operating locations, the locations where you typically go out and do or perform the work for a customer, and the ability to track the work where the work is performed. So in order to do that, the first thing you need is once you define the customer, you need to define the operating locations just as you would define the operating locations in the Maximo. The additional feature here is that you can link the operating location to a specific customer. This way, you are designating that specific operating location that you are defining here belongs to that specific customer site. And you can leverage the hierarchical structure of the locations, the locations hierarchy, by defining the locations hierarchy in this locations SP application, and also have the ability to associate the whole hierarchy to a specific customer. Let's go to slide number 8. You can define customer assets application. You can define the assets that are belonging to a specific customer using the customer assets SP. This is again a clone of assets application with additional details that are specific to the service provider industry solution. One of the key details here, if you notice, when you compare with the traditional assets application, is the ability to link a specific asset to a specific customer. So if you take an example of a wind farm, let's say you are a service provider and you are providing a service for a wind farm, you have the ability to define the operating location of the wind farm within the Maximo. And if that wind farm has a set of turbines, those turbines would become as an asset. Because that whole wind farm is assigned to a customer, any of the assets that belong to that are tied to that operating location are automatically linked to that customer, that specific customer, which is linked to the operating location. When you're defining the assets, you can use any of the additional details that that are pertain to the specific assets, such as the vendor or the GL accounts or any other details. So this all the comes under the customer definition process, which is defining the customer, setting up the operating locations, and also the assets. Let's go to slide number 9. And here I detail specifically the usage of the classifications application. Again, service provider industry solution comes with a classifications SP, which is a clone of the classifications application of Maximo. This is the application that you would leverage to create classifications. And the example that I have given here is primarily geared towards work classifications. Let us say, for example, you're servicing a wind farm, and the types of work that you would provide a service for the customer, let us say you're doing billable work, where if you record the time and materials on a work order, all the work that you recorded on the work order for the time and materials are billed to the customer, you would create a classification called billed or billable. On the same lines, if you're providing a service to the customer for doing some warranty type of work, where you would record the time and materials, but you do not want to charge the customer, or you want to charge on the terms of the warranty agreement, you can classify that work as a warranty. So in order to classify the work that you perform for the customers, you need to create all the classifications upfront, so that when you're creating the work orders in the Maximo system, you would have the ability to use these classifications. So to create all the classifications, I just gave only two examples here, but you can create as many classifications as you want to manage your or organize your workflow. Okay, that's the main purpose of the classification. And we will go through in detail how this classification is actually tied to the customer agreements and the work orders functionality in detail in the coming slides. Let's go to slide number 10. The service provider solution comes with an application called Customer Agreements. This is a unique application that is mainly available in service providers, and a very, very powerful application where you have the ability to define the customer agreements for the customers. So if you take the main purpose of the customer agreements is to provide the ability to record the pricing structures. So let's say I am servicing a customer, and I have an agreement in place where if I am doing some work and recording time and material for the work, based on the agreement, I can specify that for the labor that is used on the work for this customer, this is how much I'm going to charge you. And for the materials that I'm going to use on the work, this is how much I'm going to charge you. So this is the place where you define all those details in a pretty, it provides a lot of functionality in the pricing schedules and pricing rules tabs in the customer applications where you would plug in all those details. The main application, the screenshot that I provided on this slide is it's called the agreement header, where you would give an agreement a unique identifier, and also you link that agreement to a specific customer that you had created. So by telling Maximo that, yes, this agreement that I am creating here is for this customer. And on the main screen, you can provide some of the agreement header details, such as the agreement start date, end date, when is it going to be renewed. And also, it provides you the ability to view the last bill date if any bills are created for this customer. This last bill date would display that information here. Also, if you go to the price schedules, Maximo service provider on this customer agreements application provides a tab called price schedules, and this is the place where you would navigate to the price schedule. So if you navigate to the slide number 11, I have given a screen capture of how the price schedules functionality looks within the service provider. This is the place where you can define multiple pricing schedules based on the type of work that you would perform. Let's take an example where you're doing, again, based on the classifications example that I gave you before, the billable or the warranty type of work. So you have the ability to define a price schedule or a pricing strategy for a billable work or a warranty work. So, for example, if I am doing a billable work, then I have the ability to specify a certain pricing criteria that should be used for billable type of work. And I can create a price schedule, a different price schedule for a warranty type of work. So if I am doing a warranty type of work, I would like to record the time and material for the work order, but I may choose not to charge. So this is the place where I would specify the pricing criteria for warranty type of work. Again, if you on the screen, if you look to the bottom of the screen, the pricing schedules tab has a sub-tab called conditions. This is where you link each of the price schedule that you create in the top section to a specific classification that you created earlier. So, for example, if I am setting up a pricing criteria for a billable type of work, I define a price schedule called billable, and then in the conditions tab, I select from the classifications that I created before the billable. So this tells Maximo that the pricing criteria that I am about to set up for the billable type of work is linked to the billable classification. This is just one example that I provided you. There are lots of other ways of doing this, but classifications is one of the most powerful ways of organizing your pricing schedules. Along with classifications, you can also use other conditions called internal priorities, the priorities that you specify on the work order, or there are other means of organizing your pricing schedules. The other aspect of the customer agreements is if you navigate to this the slide number 12, which is price schedules. So in the previous slide, we mentioned about creating price schedules, right? So if you take an example of two price schedules, where one is billable and the other is warranty, okay? On the billable price schedule, the service provider provides you the ability to specify what's called the pricing criteria or pricing rules. So as an example, if I am doing a billable work and for example, I am sending or a maintenance technician is involved in a specific piece of work for X amount of hours for this customer. When a maintenance technician performs the work for X amount of hours, use this specific rate to bill the customer. So that type of functionality is available by setting up the pricing rules in the Maximo Service Provider, customer agreements application. So for each price schedules, you have the ability to set up pricing rules for labor, pricing rules for material and tools, and so on and so forth. Here on this slide, I have given an example where I have a billable price schedule for which I am setting up a pricing rule for labor. So to set up the price rules, you can leverage the pricing rules tab. And for specifically setting up the labor pricing rules, you click on the labor tab, and this is the place where you plug in the rules to be used by the Maximo system when you create the work orders for billing. So the example here illustrates for the billable price schedules for the labor price rule, there are four entries here. For example, a field technician belonging to class 11, class 1 skill level should be charged with a specific amount. Similarly, a maintenance technician or a field technician belonging to, I did not classify here, but you can classify the skill levels. And you have the ability to specify the rates for each skill level that you perform. Again, a lubricant of an apprentice skill level can be charged at this specific rate for the customer. See, the rates, the labor rates that you specify here are different from the labor rates that you specify using the CRAFTS application in Maximo. The pricing rates that you are specifying here are specifically for the amount that you would like to bill to the customer. On the same lines, if you go to the slide number 13, you have the ability to specify the pricing rules for material. Again, if I have multiple price schedules, let's take billable or warranty, I have the ability to set up different pricing rules for material for each price schedule. And service provider provides you the functionality again through the pricing rules materials tab, where you can leverage the commodity groups of materials for organizing your pricing structure. So here the example states that if I'm doing a billable work, I'm setting up a billable pricing schedule, and for any material that is recorded on the billable work, if it belongs to the to the commodity groups, different commodity groups, I can specify my different based on the commodity groups that you choose. You can specify whether it is a consumable or whether it is a spare, and I have the ability to specify an individual markup percentages. Similarly, if I go to the pricing rules for tools, this is given on slide number 14. The pricing rules for tool are set up using, again, the customer agreements SP application. And you can organize your tools into commodity groups. And when you specify your pricing schedules, such as billable or warranty or fixed fee, etc., you can record the tool's commodity groups, such as whether the tool belongs to in-house or rental category. So for in-house, if I'm using an in-house tool for this specific customer, the agreement states that you mark up by a specific amount. You would record that amount here using that pricing rules tools tab. Again, on the billable price schedule, if I'm using a rental commodity, a tool belonging to a rental commodity, I have the ability to set up a different pricing structure or a markup percentage for that specific tool. Again, as an example, if I'm doing a warranty piece of work, I may choose not to charge any price for the customer. So in that case, if you look on the bottom half of the screen, there is a no charge text box available. So this is the place where you would check that box so that if you're using that tool and record that on the work order, and if your work order is classified as a warranty piece of work, it would not charge the customer. However, if you do a billable work, it would use that markup percentages that you specify for charging the customers. Again, let's navigate to slide number 15. This is the work order tracking slide that explains the work order process within the service provider solution. Service provider comes with an application called Work Order Tracking SP. This is a clone of Work Order Tracking, but includes a lot of additional information that is very specific to the service provider solution. One of the key features for the Work Order Tracking is to record the work that you had performed for the customer. So let's say I have a wind farm, or I'm managing a wind farm for a specific customer, and I would like to record all the work so that I have the ability to bill the customer. I would leverage the Work Order Tracking SP application. One of the key features is, again, just to initiate the work using the Work Order Tracking by creating a work order in selecting the customer's operating location and the customer's asset. When you select a customer's operating location or a customer asset, the primary customer for that specific operating location or asset is automatically populated on the work order. Again, you leverage the classification attribute on the work order to classify your work, whether this is a billable work or a warranty work. You can specify any additional details as to the crew details or the job plans or any of the other stuff that you would like to include on the work order. And you can leverage the additional functionality of the work order by specifying the plans or creating the time and materials on the actuals. Just as you would go through the typical workflow of a standard work order process within the Maximo system. So once you specify the customer's asset or and locations and time and material on the work order, and then take the work order through the approval cycle. Once the work order is approved, you dispatch the work and then record the actual time and material on the work order. The process is to complete the work order. After you complete the work order, the service provider comes with one additional action that the users need to perform, which is, how do I bill the work order to the customer? So this is accomplished by an action called Apply Customer Agreement. And this is available within the Maximo application. On the work order tracking, there is a Select Action Apply Customer Agreement function. And once you apply that function, the work order is tagged using the classification and using the customer information. It links to the appropriate customer agreement that you had defined prior and links it to the appropriate price schedule based on the conditions that you specify on the work order, on the customer agreement. And it grabs the pricing details for that specific price schedules, specifically the labor, material, tools, and services pricing rules that you had specified, and computes the bill price that need to be billed to the customer. Yeah, that's the typical work order process that I had outlined. Let's go to slide number 16, which shows a typical billing process that you would perform for the customers. Again, service provider comes with few applications that provides you the functionality for bill batch processing. Again, one of the primary applications that you would utilize is the customer billing application, the customer billing SP application that is available in Maximo. And this is the place where you would start creating a bill for the customer by giving a unique bill number and providing the description. One of the key attributes of creating a bill is to let Maximo know in this bill application as to for which customer you're creating the bill for. So specify the customer, and also it requires you to specify which agreement, the customer agreement that is applicable for this customer for this specific bill that you are creating within the Maximo. Once you specify these attributes, then if you look to the middle section of the screen capture that I had given on the slide here, there is a button called Copy Work Orders button. Once you click on the Copy Work Orders button, what Maxport does is it goes into the basically the work orders object within the Maximo to see if there are any work orders that were performed and recorded for this specific customer during this billing cycle. And it selects all the work orders that are recorded for the work performed and copies them as bill lines within the customer billing application. Once it copies all the bill lines, the next logical operation is to review the bill lines and approve those bill lines. The approving of bill lines can be done using select actions approve all bill lines function. So once you perform that action, it's actually called select action advance all wrapper, which is waiting for approval lines to approve. So all bill lines would get approved. Once the bill lines are approved, you can take the bill that you are creating through different statuses. This is mainly for the workflow. If you have a set up a workflow so that you can take the bill through the review and in progress and approval cycles to approve the bill. And finally, once the bill is approved, the next logical action, which is through the change status, is the ability to change the status of the bill to the build status, so that once the bill is in the build status, then effectively this is telling Maximo that this bill has been generated for this customer for this billing cycle. You can leverage the Maximo's BERT reporting tool for creating any bill reports that you would like, so that you can gear towards creating a report that lists all the bills that are generated for a billing cycle for the customers in a bill report, bill batch report, and send it to the customer with the billing details. Again, the bill batch lines are typically the work orders that you had created and approved and associated the work orders through the through that apply agreement section. If you go to slide number 17, the billing application is the last step that you would use for producing the bills. So that would typically complete the service provider typical functionality process. But there are lots of other applications that are available which can be leveraged for advanced processing, such as response plans and service level agreements, so on and so forth. That is beyond the scope of this presentation, but you could leverage a lot of the other applications that are available in the service provider for your response tracking and also the advanced features such as activities processing, so on and so forth. So, but the goal of this presentation is to give you just the very basic service provider functionality. Some of the information that I would like to mention here regarding this presentation on slide 17 is that I have specifically created this presentation from a live demo environment of a very comprehensive IBM's Wind Power Suite solution. This is a very comprehensive Wind Power Suite solution demo environment, which is available for remote demos if anybody is interested. And also, you can have client visits In this environment is available in Austin, Texas lab, and also it is currently available in the Lagard ENU lab in France, and also it will be available in the BOO lab in Berlin, Germany by the middle of March 2010. So if anybody is interested, I would strongly urge you to take a look at that that live demo environment. It is much more than service provider. Also, it includes a whole suite of applications that are, that are involved in a wind power suite solution. If you need any additional details on the wind power suite solution, or regarding the presentation or the demo details, you can contact Jay Mashburn. Or you could contact me as well, and I can forward Jay's information to you. Regarding this presentation, we have a very detailed demo user guide, which gives you a very, very detailed insight into the service provider application's usage. The presentation that I have created is just a very basic presentation, but the demo user guide guides you through all of the applications that are available within the service provider in a much more detailed, instructions that are available within that. If you need that demo user guide, please contact me. Again, my email is listed here. For any of the folks who are joined outside of IBM, I apologize. I did not include my outside email here. My outside email is, if you would please make a note, it is S in Sam, and my last name is Varanasi. I spelled it here. So it's svaranasi@us.ibm.com. So this is the presentation details that I had so far, and go to slide number 18, which is the questions. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me.
Thank you. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name when prompted. To withdraw your questions, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment for any questions. At this time, I show no questions.
Okay, so I guess then this concludes my presentation. So again, if you would like to have any additional details, please feel free to contact me via email. I can provide you the details regarding the presentations and also the demo user guides. Thank you again for joining the presentation, and I hope I had provided at least the basic details or basic functionality of the service provider. Thanks again.